PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, we are a country in mourning. That's what President Donald Trump said this morning from the White House regarding the American Airlines plane crash with an Army Black Hawk helicopter. There are no survivors. Trump politicized the crash, though, making baseless claims that air travel safety standards were lower during previous administrations, claiming that Presidents Obama and Biden put DEI policies first before safety.
My administration will set the highest possible bar for aviation safety. We have to have our smartest people. It doesn't matter what they look like, how they speak, who they are. It matters intellect, talent, the word talent.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says his department is actively investigating the crash. President Trump is weighing using the power of the pen to stop New York City's congestion pricing. It began on January 5th, hitting drivers with a $9 toll during those peak hours to enter Manhattan's below 60th Street. The Riders Alliance is now issuing a statement saying that if Trump does issue an executive order halting the program, it would kill hundreds of thousands of infrastructure jobs and make millions of commuters late to work again. Trains from the Pass Station in Hoboken are just hours away from their last commutes to Manhattan for over 20 days. The station closes at 11:59 tonight. Port Authority officials say ferries and buses will supplement service, with shuttle buses ready to take Hoboken riders to a nearby station. Crews will be working to repair tracks along with damage done by Hurricane Sandy. And it's getting a bit easier for New Jersey's senior citizens to apply for property tax relief for the first time ever in state history. One application will cover three different programs.
The Department of the Treasury says applications will be mailed to over a million residences in the weeks ahead, and an application will launch online in mid-February, combining three state property tax relief programs, Senior Freeze, Anchor, and the first round of Stay NJ. The deadline to complete the combined application is October 31st, but the state plans to start distributing benefits in July on a rolling basis for folks who act quickly. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. Netflix is greenlighting a reboot of Little House on the Prairie. The books were originally adapted into a hit TV series that aired from 1974 to 1983. There's no word on when the series will hit Netflix. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 168 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Storm system rolling in tomorrow. Let's dig into our wet weather timeline so you can plan accordingly. Get that umbrella ready to go. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with rising temperatures, mainly in the 30s. Tomorrow is going to be a wet day overall. Scattered rain in the morning, becoming steadier and heavier in the afternoon and early evening, wrapping up tomorrow night. Total rainfall, half inch to an inch. We really need it. Now, there could be some wintry mix and icy spots only in North Jersey. Only tomorrow morning. Some gusty winds possible tomorrow afternoon, too. Highs tomorrow, 40 to the north, 50 to the south. Saturday, the sun comes out. It'll be breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Chance of a shower on Sunday. Could be a snow shower. Highs in the upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson, 35 degrees. Hamilton, 38. Cape May Courthouse, 41. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.